Okay, that's fine. Hello, welcome to my presentation. My name is Paula von der Heide and I'm from the Technical University of Braunschweig in Germany. Unfortunately, my colleague Basti, he can't be here today, he's got the flu, so I will try and work through his slides as well. The topic that we want to present you today is an open source workflow for railway analysis. And we want to do that by connecting the open source railway designer and the simulator of urban mobility. So these are two open source tools which we think are really cool. In research, it's really helpful to work with open source because, well, you can just deep dive into the software, you know exactly what's happening, and that's pretty good. It's also more reproducible, and, well, for research, it's also helpful if it's not so expensive. First of all, let me introduce you to the workflow of railway analysis. So first of all, we have to build an infrastructure, so there's some kind of infrastructure design. There will be some switches, some sidings, there will be some signals. And of course, this will depend on the kind of topology that we have, the kind of demand, and the operational mode that we want to drive in. And then on the other side, we have the rolling stock. So these are our vehicles, and they come with certain driving dynamics. If we put the vehicles on the tracks, we can estimate the driving time, and we have a demand, so we know how often we want to have this train driving on that tracks. And from that, we can create a schedule. So there will be a departure time, and we will can also do a capacity analysis, so we know how many trains we can follow each other, so that there will be a service. Well, all of this is basically static analysis. We can do this in theory. But then, well, if we go to practice, we all know how that goes. I think each of us has had delays when we are riding a train. And to kind of take some of the bottlenecks up front, we can do a microscopic operational simulation. And then we can add disturbances to our scenario. And from that, we get operational results. So we can see how resilient our system is and how resilient our schedule is. Well, it would be really cool if we would have this workflow in open source. And there's already been some work done by the SNCF with the open source railway designer. And there's a lot of these functions that can be done in the open source railway designer. But we are missing the right side of this workflow. And we thought about gapping this with the SUMO, the simulator of urban mobility. So what we want to do is kind of combine these two tools for our analysis. Well, just a really short example on the open source railway designer. I know there has been talks about the open source railway designer here, and there will be more. So I will keep this very short here. We have an example here from his student work. So he put a bunch of passenger trains, and then he tried to fit freight trains on this. And he did this with 160 kilometers an hour for the freight trains, and then he was able to fit only one or two per hour. But then he added some sidings, and he said, well, let's maybe do that differently. Maybe let them go at 160 kilometers an hour, and just let them drive a little bit faster. Well, and then we can build this in theory, so he was actually able to fit five trains per hour, just looking at the capacity analysis and do a time schedule, looking at the time the schedule constraints. But then the question is, how does this look in practice, and what if we add a disturbance to the system? And this is what we want to look at in SUMO. So we checked out what SUMO could do. Because simulation is a valuable method, so we can kind of review and understand the operational behavior. We can see the impact of disturbances, and well, also we kind of can make changes in a virtual environment, have like a virtual playground, a virtual test of our resilience to see if we want to do something and play around because we're researchers, then we can test this in a virtual environment and not have this in a real network. Well, there is software for that. There's like OpenTrack, there's Welses, there's Lux. They are commercial tools that are perfectly made for this. So they come with very specific railway modeling capabilities. And you can use these tools to do this task. But they're licensed, so you have to pay for that. And well, you don't really know what exactly is happening down in the software and how things are modeled exactly. So we want to use Zumo instead. Zumo was developed by the German Aerospace Center, and it's governed under the Eclipse Foundation. And well, it's open source, so that's what we all really like about it. It's an agent-based microscopic simulator. So basically, any vehicle that's moving in the simulation, you can access all the information and all the paths, and you can get all that data. Originally, it's been designed for road vehicles, so it's coming from the car domain. It's been used for traffic forecasting, V2V communication, things like that. But the good thing about it is that